Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm very glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. It's not quite the night before Christmas, though I guess that really depends on when you're listening to this. I'm recording it three nights before, and it will probably work its way into the podcast machine two nights before, or the night before Christmas Eve. Anyway, it seemed like a good opportunity to dig into some of the songs about the night before Christmas. There are a lot of them, and I won't be able to play them all this year. I'm never able to play them all. But I thought some of you, the ones who, like me, love Christmas music so much, that you might be inspired to look some of these up and maybe even make your own night before playlist or just add them to your night before Christmas routine. First, of course, there's the poem by Clement Clark Moore, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Wikipedia says, quote, "A Visit from St. Nicholas, more commonly known as The Night Before Christmas and 'Twas the Night Before Christmas from its first line, is a poem first published anonymously under the title Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas in 1823 and later attributed to Clement Clark Moore, who claimed authorship in 1837. The poem has been called arguably the best known verses ever written by an American and is largely responsible for some of the conceptions of Santa Claus from the mid-19th century to today. It has had a massive effect on the history of Christmas gift-giving. Before the poem gained wide popularity, American ideas had varied considerably about St. Nicholas and other Christmastide visitors. A Visit from St. Nicholas eventually was set to music and has been recorded by many artists," end quote. I can certainly attest to that. It has been recorded by many artists. And as is the case with most Christmas songs, I don't have any one particular favorite, but there are a bunch that I do really like Aretha Franklin's version. This was on her Christmas album from about 15 years ago called This Christmas. A lot of us had this story read to us when we were young, and those memories really come alive this time of year. There's just something extra special about having a famous voice read this to us. And that goes up to another level when the owner of that famous voice is no longer with us. When I first saw that this track was on Aretha's Christmas album, I was sure it was going to be a song, maybe even the familiar poem set to music, as many others have done. But this is simply Aretha being Aretha, reading the story we all know and love. And it has that Christmas magic about it, making it feel like she's really here. And you can easily imagine sitting on the floor at her feet as she shares this visit from St. Nicholas. 50 years or so before that one, Art Carney delivered his take, the flip side of his Christmas single, Santa and the Doodly Boop. At the time, he was part of Jackie Gleason's show just before it yielded The Honeymooners. Since then, many different TV personalities have performed The Night Before Christmas, including Jay Leno, Phil Hartman, Robin Williams, Richard Thomas, Dick Van Dyke, and Larry King, just to name a few. William Shatner even included it on his recent Christmas album. And before The Simpsons had their own TV show, they had a short on Tracy Ullman's show that featured Bart rapping his own version of The Night Before Christmas. It's very well represented by singers and musicians, as artists from every era and every genre have recorded versions of it, including Louis Armstrong, The Smithereens, Jimmy Buffett, Michael Bublé, Perry Como, and Bob Dylan. They've all done it. Joss Stone opens her new Christmas album with a piece of it, and Elton John even recorded a version for an Atlanta radio station about 25 years ago. But there's a lot more music for The Night Before than just the poem of The Night Before Christmas. Gene Autry has The Night Before Christmas song, which he recorded with Rosemary Clooney in 1952, and the Ames Brothers covered it about 5 years later. Some 40 years after that, Carly Simon wrote and recorded a song called The Night Before Christmas. That was 1992, and that year it was also recorded and released by Amy Grant. Celine Dion, Justin Bieber, and Kelly Clarkson all have songs called Christmas Eve. The Clovers had The Magic of Christmas Eve. Keb Mo takes you shopping on Christmas Eve. And Better Than Ezra simply wishes you a Merry Christmas Eve. Ben Folds has A Lonely Christmas Eve. Christopher Gray can't sleep on Christmas Eve. And Bobby Vinton tells you about Christmas Eve in his hometown. The cast of Glee wants to spend Christmas Eve with you. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles believe in Christmas Eve. And the Muppets, Leona Lewis, and Michael Longoria all remind you that there's just one more sleep until Christmas. You probably have your own favorites and your own musical traditions for the night before Christmas, including possibly no music at all. Maybe you'll want to add some of the ones I've mentioned to your routine. Maybe you'll want to stick with what you already have. The magic of Christmas Eve isn't the same for everyone, and whatever music brings you that magic is what's right for you, even if it's no music at all. For me, in those quiet late night hours after the gifts have all been wrapped, Ralphie's gotten his Red Ryder BB gun, and Clarence has gotten his wings, I lean towards the softer songs, which may or may not have anything to do with the night before Christmas, particularly songs like Silent Night, and in particular, Frank Sinatra's version, or Still Knock from Mannheim Steamroller. Perhaps both. This year, I might even add a little something to that and see if Aretha will read me that story one more time. I get that this might not be for everyone, but for me, those few moments of peace are a wonderful gift that I allow myself to have every Christmas Eve. And while I hope you get everything that you wish for Christmas, on this Christmas Eve, I wish you peace, even if it's just for a few moments. Whether you've only spent a few moments with this podcast or with the Sounds of Christmas station, or you've been with us all season long, or you're somewhere in the middle, whatever the case, I'm grateful to have been able to spend at least part of this Christmas with you. However you choose to spend those hours as Christmas Eve becomes Christmas Day, all of us at the Sounds of Christmas, those behind the scenes, and all of the artists that helped make this season happen, all of us wish for you a truly wonderful Merry Christmas and the best new year you've ever had. Thanks so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. Anytime you're ready for Christmas music, we're ready for you. Just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. You can also grab our app in the Google Play Store and take the music with you wherever you go. As far as this podcast goes, we're now on over 30 podcasting sites. So if you didn't find us on your favorite today, just search for the Sounds of Christmas next time you go there, and I'm pretty sure you'll see our tree. Then you can subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.